right, here we go.
Ready, JT?
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, but just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, cause if they study close, real close, they might learn something. As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Now we're in the swing of love.
I'll just see Hope.
All black at the white shows. White shoes at the black shows. Green car for the Cuban links. Gotta sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like excess. Style guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The rump, my rent, disturbing the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with some makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All Saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Sousa's on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things.
Yeah. Wow. We were going to let that song play to the end, but don't know what happened there because I'm wearing my suit and tie. Thank you for joining us here on Is Radio Time. All right. at Skid Row Studios here in downtown Los Angeles. We're coming at you. Is Radio Time. I'm your host, Ricky Schietta. Thank you very much for the applause. Don't hold that applause long enough. We're looking for a new sound guy out there. Want to send a Craigslist ad right now. We're looking for a new sound guy because we usually have an applause by this time. Thank you. Thank you, sound guy. Doesn't take much. It's just a button. You know what I'm saying? It's just a button.
He's so conceited. He wants applause all the time.
Yeah. Such a button. Just a button. So, sound guy, Adrian, is Yo Adrian, because he's also our movie critic. Yeah, gives himself applause, of course.
There you go, Yo Adrian.
It turns up the volume to it. Sound guy is my younger brother, Adrian. Adrian, a brother from another mother. And we have a very special guest here today, Mr. Nick Guerra.
Oh, yay.
From Gabriel. I know you don't get applause either, Nick.
Oh, there it goes. Okay, there it is.
Nick Guerra from Fluffy's Stand-Up Revolution. Yeah. Nick Guerra is going to join us here later on. We're going to be interviewing Nick Guerra about his success, his love life.
My non-success?
His big penis and everything that's rumored out there about him. But before we get there, I want to announce our topic today. Our topic today is going to be about what's on the news. The big story today is going to be professional athletes coming out of the closet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear, Jason Collins, a professional NBA athlete, came out of the closet. Did you hear about this, Nick?
Yeah, I did. I just picked up a newspaper about it, La Opinion.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. That is the title?
That's the title.
Soy gay.
Soy gay.
That sounds like a Chinese soup. Soy gay. You want some soy gay?
Can I see how big the bowl is? All right.
You guys heard that song, right?
Which one?
No.
That's your song great. Guy's pretty good, man. You find songs that nobody knows about.
Oh my God! You know what that song is saying? You know Spanish, right, Nick?
Yeah.
You know what that's saying?
I hear a bunch of caricacas. So I'm not
marica.
Quite.
Marica. It's saying marica, oh, which funny. Is maricón.
Maricón.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Marica tú, marica yo, marica somos. Here, play marica. It again. Yeah. What is that? Marica tú.
But this is like the merengue version. There's a dance version too. Like,
it's cool. So funny how there's actual professional people that put this together. You know? Somebody was
They're
really
making
working
money.
On this. They were making money, man.
Oh, my. So, yeah, today's topic is professional athlete Jason Collins coming out of the closet. That was the top news. Professional athlete from NBA coming out of the closet saying he's gay. In other news, WNBA player. Did you hear about that?
What happened?
He came out and said she's straight. I'm here every Tuesday, Nick.
Hopefully they let the WNBA players marry.
I know.
I can't wait till they let them do that.
Actually, there are some.
Ugliest wedding photos ever.
There are some.
There are, really?
Yeah, there are some that have. Yeah, they have kids and they have a whole family. Mom's going to go shoot hoops right now.
You know, it's so funny, man, because it's kind of like when you see like salt and pepper footage, but now, and they're families and they have kids, and you're like, ah, yeah, you women are never hardcore.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth, man?
No, but like in this news article.
Yeah.
There was a segment where he said, after he announced that he was gay, and the Sports Illustrated issue. Well, this is what they had to say. This is what he said.
Yeah. And there's also this. For years, Collins says he had trouble sleeping because he was keeping this secret. The day after he told his story to Sports Illustrated, he says he slept like a baby.
Oh, zing. Zing. So now he's all comfortable. That's good. I'm really happy for him.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that, I was... you know, thinking about this, I was actually this weekend, I was around a lot of gay people. I did a show out in Azul in Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Blackwell runs an awesome show out there,
okay.
along with Randall. They're both producing the show, and they were just great people, man. I don't. You know what? I came back. I know everybody's like, did they fuck you?
It's so funny how, you know, I ran into this tribe of gay people, and they're just great.
You know what? I came back so motivated to do more with my life. Because these guys, like, they're so happy, and they're always so positive, you know, so gay, you know? And they're like, Rick, you know, we're so happy you're here, and we're glad, oh, you came. And then I had my set. Like, I opened up.
Yeah.
And you know, it wasn't one of my favorite sets. You know, but you know, I was making them laugh.
Felt good.
But no, I didn't feel great.
Did you sleep like a baby afterwards?
I kind of did.
You were proud of yourself for making gay people laugh.
Yeah,
weren't
I was
you?
Very proud, man, that I was able to make gay people laugh.
I did good today.
I did good.
And, I juiced. And, I made gay people laugh. Those are two accomplishments.
And they were coming up to me after the show. You were awesome. And I was like, oh, you know, easy there. Like, all right, turn your game meter down. I didn't feel like that. No, you were awesome.
Very supportive.
Yeah, they're very supportive and they're very cool. And you're going to come back and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We went out to dinner afterwards and we had some. And this was the weird part, Nick, is that there was three gay guys and one lesbian girl and me.
Mm-hmm. And the other lesbian.
I was the odd man out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to, you know, I'm in the conversations trying to understand what they're talking about. And one of them, they were like saying, the white parties, you know, the white parties are always happening. The white parties. And so I just had to say, you know, time out, guys.
Yeah.
I go, I'm straight. I don't know what you guys are talking about. What are the white parties? Tell me about them a little bit more.
They have to all dress in white?
Well, then they say there's more to it, though.
Really?
Gay version. There's a gay white party version.
Oh, like there's cheese?
Yes, involved. Like there's all, yeah. Like cheddar, like,
I
gotcha. Yeah, all
I gotcha.
That stuff. So
cheddar is the gayest cheese, by the way.
Is it?
Cheddar came out last week. I thought Swiss would be it because of all the holes, but it was cheddar the entire time. Gayest cheese.
It is the gayest, isn't it? Call in 1-800-893-9562 if you're tuning in right now. Five listeners over at Starbucks, call us in right now. You can call in 1-800-893-9562. I think we have a caller right now. The topic is professional athletes coming out of the closet. Hello, who's calling?
Yeah, what up, Rick?
Oh, who's this?
Oh, man, he knows you.
I know.
Hey, well, Richie, man.
Oh, Richie Estrada. How you doing, Richie Estrada?
Oh, man.
All right, I get the applause, too.
Wait a minute. Fucking Richie Estrada gets applause and I don't?
You're an asshole, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, Nick Guerra, man? What's up,
brother? Stop commenting on my shit.
I enjoyed you in the Sound of Revolution, man. That was fun, man.
Oh, enjoyed you.
Thanks,
there
man.
You go.
Yeah, right. Hilarious, man.
Did you just come out about enjoying me?
Where's the applause for that one, man, for real?
Oh, okay. All right.
The athletes coming out, you know, like, I personally, I'm not bothered by it, you know, like, it's the 21st century, you know what I mean? Homosexuality is more accepted. Like, I think nowadays, if anybody comes out of the closet and if you're bothered by it, there's something wrong with you now. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
because there was a time, because I'm not saying this still doesn't happen, but there was a time where, like, years and years ago, if you said you were gay, people would convince you there was something wrong with you.
Right,
yeah,
right.
There's something wrong with your ass, but now we've lived in such an accepting country that, honestly, if you have a problem with gays, whether it's athletes, whether it's people in the work, I mean, being comics, we know a lot of gay comics, like, there's something wrong with you if you have a problem with that. So yeah. With Collins, man, I mean, I saw his interview, and I believed him when he said, like, you know, he wasn't setting out to be, like, a hero or anything. You know, I believe him, man. He's just trying to do his thing, live his life. He's just trying to get it off his chest. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you guys heard Charles Barkley's comment, though.
No.
Okay. I
haven't.
A lot of the NBA players, Kobe, Magic, Charles Barkley, the big, you know, all the big names, they're being really cool about it. They're actually supporting him a lot, and I find that absolutely great. That's great stuff. Charles Barkley did say something to kind of help those people that don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
say?
Hey, you know, those people, there are going to be people there that aren't that comfortable with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's going to take them time to adjust to it. You know, it goes with pro athletes and,
And all that. Is Richie eating right now?
I don't know what he's doing.
I'm eating a barbecue shit. Sorry, man.
Are you really?
In the middle of this conversation.
All right.
He just needs some chips real quick.
You're lucky. You're really lucky I don't have any other phone callers on the line yet. But once I do, I'm cutting you.
What man gets so hungry during a phone conversation? He's like, I need some food. This is terrible.
So Charles Barkley comes out and he says, we got to look, you know, we can't, what he's saying is we can't look at the people that find it odd, you know, find the gay professional player odd. We can't look at them in a weird way also.
Man, isn't it crazy? Like, remember when Charles Barkley was like bad, you know, like remember when he was the bad boy?
Yeah, I remember. He wore short shorts.
Yeah, now he's all, you know. Cuddly.
Can I make one more comment, though,
he's
guys?
He's funny, yeah. What's up, Richie?
All right, I'll make one comment, and maybe I'm not saying it's right, it's just an opinion. I think if anybody, like nowadays, with athletes coming out of the closet, if anyone's going to be maybe a little worried, I think it's only fair that maybe it's the sponsors that you're probably worried. Like, if you're sponsoring an athlete, like, let's say, for instance, let's thank God that Collins wasn't being sponsored by Chick-fil-A or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
That would have been awesome.
But, like, I think, I mean, even then they would have to be careful with how they approached it. But I think if anybody had a problem with that where it was a little bit reasonable or rational, maybe it's your sponsors, you know, the ones that go, well, hold on, you know, we're a family, you know, that kind of thing. But even then, I guess that's a different topic for a different time.
Thank you, Richie, for coming up with a great topic for next week.
Yeah, we'll take that into consideration.
That's wonderful, wonderful. We got another caller.
What?
It gets busy, bro.
Whoa, man!
Busy here in the Is Radio time.
I like how Richie was like, you know, I'm comfortable with it because that's who the gay community was hoping to make comfortable was Richie.
Exactly.
They were all
okay. Gay community.
Jason Collins is coming out for his approval.
The whole gay community, gay community is going to sleep like babies.
Yeah,
right.
Because Richie's okay.
Who's on the line calling Is Radio Time?
Hi, it's Laura and Caitlin.
Hey, Laura and Caitlin. God. How are you from Toronto, Canada?
Hey.
The girls from Toronto, Canada. Now, Nick.
Yeah.
Now, let me announce to everybody before I move on. Rob DeRocha is out sick today. I believe he caught, I think he caught something over the weekend.
He got the penis flu.
I think he got the penis flu.
That before.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. And so
it's a lot harder for women to get. That's kind of weird that you got it.
Yeah. You probably bought the penis flu is what you did. So Rob's usually here with me. He always reminds me that I have to explain about these girls. Okay. So these girls kind of fell on our lap. They're from Toronto and they're starting their comedy sketch career here in LA.
Oh,
and
cool.
So we wanted to check up with them every week to see what's going on.
Are they here in L.A.?
They're here in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And all so right. How long have you girls been here now?
About almost 4 months.
Almost 4 months now.
Oh, man, you hate it, don't you?
No, we love it. We just don't like driving.
Okay, all right.
So what's up? What's the update? What's going on, ladies? How's your Hollywood lifestyle coming along?
We had a really good show at the Ice House on Sunday night on the main stage.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was magical.
No applause.
It was a good night. Yeah, it was really fun. And
how did you get that gig?
From Rob's show that he put us on. Fernando watched us and he said he wanted us to headline his anniversary show. So
good for you.
Rob, yeah.
That's wonderful news.
Thank you so much. Yep. And we're making videos. We just made a new one today. I heard you guys were talking about gay marriage. We made a gay marriage video on YouTube and we're just wasted talking about how it should be legalized. It's pretty stupid, but pretty funny. So
okay. And where can our listeners find you?
They go to Cheap Smokes Comedy on YouTube and that's us.
All right. Anything else? Have you gotten pregnant yet, Caitlin?
Yeah, I am having a dry spell and it's the worst.
They live around a lot of Mexicans, that's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And that can just happen
through
the air.
Yeah, it happens.
Through the walls.
You share an elote, that's it, you're done.
Yeah, you're done. You're pregnant. What else is going on? So you're on a dry spell, you haven't made out with any guys?
Wait, you're on a dry spell pregnancy-wise? That's pretty good.
Me,
now, but that's pretty much it. And Lauren's babysitting, which is exciting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Now babysitting.
Now, whose kids are in danger?
These kids from Switzerland, they don't even speak English. It's actually difficult.
Really?
But it's cash, and that's all I can do right now. And I just might be working at a bar that pays in cash too.
All right. Yeah, you remember we want to keep that on the down low?
I was gonna say maybe on the radio, Laura.
Well, how much people?
I'm gonna be selling drugs for cash.
Anything for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and what do you got coming up? Where are your next shows coming up, Laura and Caitlin?
We're doing Rob's show, right?
Yeah, we're doing Rob's show at the Ice House, and then we have a podcast sometime in May, and that's about it. So if you guys need that, we're doing a show. We're very available.
Oh, my. Okay, well, you know what? What you need to do is you need to tap into all the stages that are out there. Like tonight, for example, tonight I'm at the Barbara Morrison Theater. It's a very small. Have you ever done that one?
No.
It's a very small theater in LA.
I don't do small theaters.
Yeah, he doesn't do small theaters. They will love you girls there.
Okay, what's it called again?
It's called Barbara Morrison Theater.
You need to hit all the stages of out here in LA. Ice House, Aha, Denial, all stages.
Right, thank you. We'll definitely check that out.
All right, ladies. One more time, where can everybody find you?
At YouTube, Cheap Smokes Comedy.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in. Love you, girls, and I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye. And we have another caller.
All right, man. Dude, we're racking them in, bro.
It's just, yeah.
And my one tweet must have...
It got everybody here. That's amazing. Just to remind everybody, the topic today is professional athletes coming out of the closet. How do you feel about it? Are you gay and as happy as hell about it? Are you straight? Are you uncomfortable? Let us know. Talk to us. Who's on the line?
This is Todd Lightfoot. I just want to say Jason Collins is such an inspiration to myself and other professional athletes like me.
Wonderful, Todd. Wonderful. Okay, so I take it, are you gay or straight, Todd?
Well, not only am I out of the closet, you may argue that the closet I was in had a clear door the entire time. but as a competitive speed walker, almost said street walker, that's not a competition. I can say my... It wasn't really much of an issue of coming out. I chose the time to come out much the same way Jason Collins did when I had maybe another 8 good games left in me. So.
Oh, okay.
So is speed walking running in your family? Hence the name Lightfoot?
It walks in their family.
Walking away came from my father's side, and the sashaying of the hips from the mother, definitely.
Mm. So how long you been a professional speed walker?
I've been paid for it only for the past few years. It's one of those callings that finds you more than you find it. We can only stand in the corners for so long just making sure everyone sees us. You have to switch corners every now and again, and I found that I was getting from corner to corner much faster than others, and so
realized
maybe there was something to this. Yeah,
that's a pretty nice, that's a pretty technical form you guys use.
Yeah.
It's like any other sport. It's practice makes perfect. You must perfect your stride and perfect your attitude. It's basically like a runway with a lot cheaper clothes.
So can you tell me, was it hard coming out to your parents that you were a professional speed walker? I mean, that must have been a tough conversation.
Well, it was. I mean, at a certain point, you start to feel like you need to come out because you're treating them like idiots. You know, they can only come to so many, AIDS walks and cancer walks and everything before they realize they're giving you a trophy at the end of it, and that just seems kind of weird. Your lies start to unravel very quickly, and it's like, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry, I speed walk, but I could be walking to go get speed. So,
and were they accepting? Were they accepting of the speed walking lifestyle?
They were. It was actually easier to come out of the closet than it was to come out as a speed walker. They said, oh, dear God, no. Can it just be figure skating, something a lot more butch?
A lot more butch. Wow. So tell me, it was Jason Leftfoot, right?
No, Lightfoot.
Todd Lightfoot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Todd. I'm saying Todd Lightfoot.
Jason Leftfoot is his nemesis, bro.
Oh, Jason Leftfoot is his competitor?
That's his competitor.
From Canada?
God, man, I can't believe you brought that name up, man. If you knew anything about speed walking.
I don't know any of my competition. They're so far behind me and not in a good way.
What is that old saying? Light as a feather.
And
stiff as don't go there.
Don't go there. So when did you come out of the glass closet?
Well, again, much like the speed walking, it finds you more than you find it. It pretty much was an announcement that was made to me rather than me having to make it. It's sort of like many people say it's an unspoken thing in sports. Well, some sports it's unspoken because you don't really need to say anything. It's fairly obvious. And by about the third family function, I showed up in a pink scarf. I think the cat was out of the bag and meowing and purring very loudly.
Really? Now, for years as a speed walker, you were hiding this, but yet speed walking as a professional. How was it living with yourself like that? Were you like Jason Collins said, just couldn't live with it? It was hard to hide it?
Well, there was a lot of self-hatred. Naturally, Jason, a lot more brave than I had to be. I mean, as an individual sport, if I was ever in a locker room, I was I was there on purpose. It was, there was no need to. I was doing scouting of my own, thank you. But,
So you kind of knew.
We can prepare. Just say those of us in the individual sports, we already know how many athletes in the team sports are hiding little secrets, thank you.
So right. Do they have speed walking clubs?
I'm sure the speed walking might have been what took them to the club, but any club with a lot of speed walkers just becomes a club, honey.
All right, now tell me how you feel about female speed walkers, because I know that there's quite a controversy. You don't consider them really, part of the speed walking community.
Well, it's much the same way in combat sports. If they just learned how to just don't try to copy us and be the way we are. There's a manly speed walk. Well, manly may be the wrong word, but there's a mannish speed walk, and then there's the femi speed walk. Like I said, smashing of the hips there. But I'm a man, so despite what everyone but my doctor might say, I must use my shoulders and my knees. With the ladies, it's all in the hips, and the sooner they learn that, the sooner they will be taken seriously and be brought back to network TV.
You know, Todd, you know what pisses me off the most are bi-speed walkers. People that, skip and walk at the same time. Like, it's like choose one.
It's like the legless cheating boy who shot his girl by accident. I'm holding up finger quotes you can't see. It's like pick Paralympics or real Olympics. Are you a fake-legged or are you a real runner? What is going on here?
Exactly.
Pick from one side of the buffet or the other, people.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. Todd, you're quite an experienced professional athlete, and I want to thank you for calling in. When's your next race?
Well, actually, right now is kind of the off season. It's a little rainy out there. We don't need to be slipping. But you can go ahead and check me out on leftrightleftrightinoutinout.com. And it's a triple entendre. And that will have my schedule updated.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Todd, for calling
thanks,
in.
Todd. And down with Jason Leftfoot.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Down with Jason Leftfoot.
Down with Jason Leftfoot.
Number one, Todd Lightfoot. Wow. You know what? You asked if there's a fast walking or speed walking clubs.
Yeah.
Okay. I do that joke about Ecuador fast walking.
I'm going to be honest with you, Rick.
You don't know.
I don't know any jokes you do.
All right. You never read that email I sent
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Okay. I talk about Ecuador won one gold medal in the history of Ecuador, and it's in speed walking.
Okay.
So that's, they have a school in Ecuador. Okay, because of that gold medal, they created a speed walking
school. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, where children can learn how to speed walk.
That's a dream out there,
man. I'm thinking kids are the pros at it. Because you remember when you were a kid in elementary school, they said, no running.
Yeah.
Hey, no running.
Yeah,
and you would do
speed
the speed walking.
Don't run around the pool. You speed walk
around
the pool.
You speed walk around the pool.
I actually saw it when I was in Ecuador.
You went to the school?
I passed by the school.
No way.
No,
you did?
I'm serious.
Tell us about it. What happened?
No, I kid you not. There was a field on the right side, and all I just see is
there were speed walking?
There was just a group of people speed walking around the course.
How many? Like hundreds?
Probably like 20.
Like 20?
I would say 20.
In a group?
And they're just like.
And what did Dad say? Like, hey, Look, there's Speedwalk. Is he showing you?
Oh, yeah. That's my boy. That's my boy right there. Look at that technique.
Wow. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so they have a speedwalking school. You thought, you know, do they have a speedwalking clubs? They have speedwalking. I bet you go on Facebook.
Yeah.
Put in right now on Facebook, speedwalking.
I'm going to join one of those clubs.
Join one of those clubs, and you'll see. You'll
I wonder if it's weird, like, to join the speedwalking community, like, at first. Because you know how we had to join the comedy community?
Yeah.
You don't know anybody, so you're there kind of by yourself. You bring somebody with you. You're like, just come with me. So
you think other, like, the ones that are there already look at the new guy and say, he's not a speedwalker. Look at his shoes.
Yeah, look at his shoes. Man, he doesn't know nothing about speedwalking.
He's wearing topsiders.
You know, and then you're like, you know, maybe I just want to go watch. I just want to go watch the speedwalking competition.
We got another caller here.
Oh, wow.
Who's on the line?
This is Chow.
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 Where are you calling from, Chow?
Alhambra.
All right,
Chow from Alhambra. Thank you for calling in. The topic is gay professional athletes coming out of the closet. Are you gay? Are you happy about it? Are you straight? Are you uncomfortable? What's your story, Chow?
Or are you a professional athlete that needs to come out of the professional athlete
closet?
They
say, they seem to be coming out more and calling is radio time for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm a professional badminton player.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. You're a professional badminton player.
How long have you been hiding this?
What's so gay about that, man?
What's so gay about that?
Nothing.
Badminton, man.
No, I didn't say it was gay. I was just wondering if you were a professional badminton player coming out of the closet, or are you straight, and are you playing with players, other professional badminton players that are gay, and does that make you uncomfortable? Do you want to support them? What's your story?
I'm not sure what you guys are talking about, but I play with the handle with the racket, the small racket with the shuttle cock.
Yeah,
I've heard of that.
Yep.
In badminton.
I play all the time, man.
I subscribe in Badminton Digest.
Yep. You're not gay, bro. If you're calling to ask us.
Are you asking us if you're gay? Look, we don't think you're gay. Do you like men or women?
Any man named Chow is not gay.
Yeah, you can't be gay with Chow.
That is the perfect pickup line for any woman. Are you ready to chow down?
Yeah. I'm going to chow on you, honey.
It's chow time.
What do you guys mean by gay?
Well, that means when you like a guy, a man. You like penis instead of vagina. What's your story?
You know, you like semen smoothies.
I like to play badminton, man. I don't want to talk about this, man.
Oh, are you confused? Is that what it is?
Well, what's up with badminton? Tell us about it.
Badminton made for Asian man. You know why?
Why?
Okay, first of all, small court, not need big feet. Asian have small feet.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then racket, small racket, small handle.
Yeah, because Asian guys don't like to make a lot of racket. You're right; they're very docile.
That's right.
And what about the what about the birdie? What's the story behind the birdie?
We call it shuttlecock.
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 Yeah,
because it's bigger than the regular player's cock. I don't get it.
That's also what they call
Asian people this way, man.
The gay space shuttle.
All right, Chong.
Oh, damn it. That's too easy.
All right, Chong, thanks for calling in. Chong from Alhambra, badminton professional player, doesn't know if he's gay or straight. He might be bi.
I really wish an amateur player would come out of the closet and admit they were professional the whole time.
An Asian?
No, just say, you know, I was professional the whole time. I'd like to announce to the world that I was a professional.
I was a professional.
The entire time.
We got another caller. Can you imagine that? It is radio time. It's busy today. Who's calling?
Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Wrestlers, right? You guys are talking about gay stuff, right?
Topic is gay professional athlete. I mean, professional athletes coming out of the closet.
I want a gay wrestler to come out.
Yeah. We're looking for...
Well, I wrestled in high school. I was all CIF. And I'm gay. And my teammates didn't seem to mind. And I like the wrestling because I like that position, you know, the position of just hugging a...
The Greek positioning?
The
positioning. I like the positioning.
Okay, do you like, though, when you're on top or on the bottom? I don't get it.
No. When, you know, at the beginning, when a guy, like, comes around and then the ref is really, arms around you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my favorite.
Now, did you come out recently, or did you come out in high school while playing wrestling?
High school. I came out of high school.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so while you were wrestling, they knew you were gay.
Yeah. The other team kind of knew it, and it was kind of weird sometimes because they didn't really want to get into that position.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think I used it to my advantage, so I won a lot of matches that way.
Are you wearing the uniform right now? You sound like you're wearing the uniform while talking to us.
You know what? I think.
Well, I'm actually listening to you on my car ride, and I just thought I'd call you in.
You guys are both hilarious. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. What was your name again?
Oh, my name is Nick.
Nick.
Okay. Oh, thanks, oh, Nick. My name's Nick.
Wow, is your last name Guerra?
Obviously, I'm not you, but my name is Nick.
Obviously.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, what do you think of Rob, Nick? What do you think of Rob?
What's your opinion on
Rob DeRocha?
Yeah, Rob DeRocha is usually here, but he's not here.
You know, man. I was. Oh, you asking me or the other Nick? Well, my answer about Rob DeRocha is
your answer.
I've heard how you can catch the penis flu, and you know, it's pretty risque, man.
Yeah. He's a risque kind of guy.
Yeah, you get a blowjob with ice. What is he doing that for? That's a weird guy to me.
Yeah,
Rob DeRocha doing that?
Yeah, he's a wild one. He's a wild one. Hey, Nick, the gay wrestler, do you know us through Rob?
What about, he's hilarious.
How do you know?
Have you seen, really? You seen Rob?
You seen him live, Nick?
I have not seen it.
Do you think Rob is gay? You think he might be just hiding in the closet?
Yeah, what do you think about...
You know, man, we went to go eat, like, dinner the other day, right? And Rob ordered the weirdest dessert,
like apple pie. Yeah, just straight up.
Yeah, just, and he was, and he chowed it down. Yeah. Like, I was like, man, I know apple pie is American, but that was the gayest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You could order with a group of men.
You know,
Rick tells me to call in and try to do a different voice. I'm fucking stuck with voices, all right?
Wait, did you just come out to as Rob DeRocha? Nick the wrestler.
Yeah, just the gay wrestler just came out as Rob DeRocha.
Oh, wow.
I know. I used to be a wrestler.
Does your family know that you've been Rob DeRocha
all this time? What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man? How's the show going?
You feeling better? It's going good. It's going good. We're having fun.
Hey, your improv skills are great. What's your name? And you chose Nick or Rick. And you said, Nick?
I'm on the spot, man. I'm just trying to call in. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Rick is stupid enough to bring up my name.
No, hey, I didn't bring up your name. It was Yo Adrian.
I was trying to go with the, hey, you know, I think Rob might be gay because every time he will be across from me, he'll give me these looks where he's like,
yeah. Oh, you hear that, Rob?
So CrossFit's pretty gay?
No. I don't think Rob is gay because he's terrible at improvising.
Yeah, you need to be good at improvising.
What's your name? Nick?
It was the first name that came across my mind, but hey, that's Rob for fucking it all up.
I'm glad how you've never seen yourself perform.
Someone checked out Rick's penis while they're pissing.
What'd you say?
I said Adrian's gay because he's the only one that's checking out someone else's dick while they're pissing.
Yes, he was checking out my dick while I was pissing.
When?
Because he's my, like at Sardo's.
Oh, okay.
You're in the bathroom, he's checking out. He goes, hey, we got the same penis.
I did not fucking say that.
Yes, you did.
That's also an Adrian move. He always denies what he does.
He always denies it. I didn't do that. I didn't do it.
I'm from France.
You gonna be here next week?
Yeah, I'll be there next week for sure.
All right, call us in the next hour. I got some calls.
You're doing a great job, man. Keep it up.
Thanks a lot. Call us in the next hour.
All right, bro.
That's Rob DeRocha.
That was funny.
Our co-host lost out there.
I'm happy. I'm surprised you caught it. I thought he told you it was him, but you were like, "It's Rob."
I listen to the guy's voice all the time.
Yeah.
So I could tell. I could tell it was him. We have another caller.
All right.
Who's calling on? Is radio time? Hello.
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 Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Yo.
Female.
Yes, it's female.
Oh, my. What's
up, girl?
What's up, girl?
Hello.
What's your name?
How are you guys?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rosie, and I'm calling from L.A., Los Angeles.
Hey, oh, Rosie, man. From L.A.
Rosie from L.A.
Wow. Los Angeles, to that.
How did you hear about us, Rosie?
Actually, I called because I'm one of Nick Garra's fans.
Ooh, yep. One of Nick Garra's fans. You know what? And how can you not be when you look at Nick Garra's website?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at
you
that.
You see those pictures?
Yeah, yeah,
you
see? Pretty hair.
Yeah.
Those are the manliest pictures that have ever like been taken.
This is my favorite. You guys got to go to nickguerra.com, NickGuerra.com, and mira que guapo.
If it loads up pretty quick, it's a GoDaddy website, so it's not that great. Anybody that goes on my website's dedicated because it takes a long fucking time. I don't even go on it. I'm pissed about it.
Dude, you have a lot of literature on there. It's like a blog, right?
Yeah,
blog. You do your blog. That's good.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that. Rosie.
I write for Rosie. Rosie's cool, yeah. man.
Rosie's cool?
Yeah.
Rosie, so you're straight, I take it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. So, because I'm saying it sounds like you're like, oh, I like Nick Garra.
Rosie, are you a speed walker?
No, maybe. I saw you at Ha Ha Cafe.
Oh, you did? You saw Nick at Ha Ha, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of
What's your favorite joke from Nick?
I don't remember. I was really buzzed.
Yeah, he just...
That's what I'm funniest.
That's what he's the funniest.
Yay!
Yeah, exactly.
You know exactly how to watch my shows. I'm so happy for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
drink
yeah.
it up.
That's the right way to do it.
Rosie, I hope you're buzzed right now listening to me. That would make it even better.
I'm not, actually. I just got off work.
Where do you work at, Rosie?
I work for an electrician company.
Oh, yeah? What's your social security number? What was the name of your first employer? We're going to break
employer?
Into your bank. Yeah.
Why is that? That's no fun.
So have you been listening to the radio show this whole time?
No, I actually just saw, I went on Facebook and then I saw that Nick Garra. I was like, oh, call here to talk to me, so that I dialed the number.
Yeah,
perfect. That's usually how it works.
Yeah, yeah,
that's exactly. amazing. That's amazing how
it
works.
Good old social network, huh?
Yeah.
You know, Rosie, I'm so happy that you called in at 99 cents a minute. Because.
Wait, what was that?
What? Huh? They didn't tell you? What?
They didn't tell me what?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Sexy crouch hair
okay.
time.
Hey, Rosie, so when's the next time you're going to go see Nick?
The next time he has another show at Ha Ha Cafe.
I'm almost there. You know what? I'll probably be there next weekend. Just hit me up anytime. I'll get you free tickets.
There you go.
I'll get you on my list. All right?
Or
on your VIP list.
On my VIP list. Because I ain't famous. Right. So I got a big old VIP list.
Or we might have him at the Ice House in June. We'll see how this show goes.
Yeah. The Ice House? Where's that?
It's in Pasadena.
It's right next
Pasadena.
Door to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know that's Pasadena. Click, clack, where you at?
Yeah, so...
Well, okay.
All right. Well, Rosie, any last words for Nick?
I just want to say you're a funny man and keep it up.
I will.
Jokes are great.
Instagram it, and, baby.
Yeah, next time I see you, we're going to have a drink together.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you for calling in. Man, you got a lot of girls that love you because of your hair.
You know, man.
I'm so jealous, bro.
That's the number one thing a girl comes up to me. She's like, what shampoo do you use?
Yeah.
Best opening line.
Yeah. That's the number one. Used to be the number one thing.
What they ask you. Yeah.
What shampoo do you use?
Because I don't want to use it. That's probably why they're
asking. Yeah, exactly. That's why. Because I never want to.
So what shampoo did you use?
Did you use? Because
okay,
I never want to
use that
it.
One.
So just
Clorox? All right, that's good. I'm staying away from that.
Tap water, babe. Just tap water.
All right,
we got another caller.
Oh, my God.
You see, Rob? You see, I got fans, Rob.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, who's on the line calling this radio time?
I cannot really reveal my identity as a gay athlete.
Oh, you're a gay athlete.
Yeah, but I'm very inspired by the recent outpouring of coming out.
You're bumbling. Are you nervous?
Where are you from?
No, I have been slowed by my I am a pugilistic fighter of the prize fighter ring.
Oh, okay. So you're a boxer.
Yes, that is the layman's term.
Okay, looks like were you always stuttering, or is that something that happened to you in boxing?
I wish I knew, but a memory is also affected. So I've been a fighter since I was 18 or 19, depending on when my state decided to get an athletic commission and begin sanctioning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you this: it must be very beneficial to be gay and a boxer. I mean, considering that, you know, all the techniques of dodging and weaving what benefits more, your boxing or your homosexualness? From either or.
Well, were I to be a winner, I may not notice, but I am what they call an opponent. When one is trying to build the record of a fighter, they call me sometimes in the dead of night, and I go in and lose in spectacular fashion, and that spends a lot of time on the canvas looking up at well-muscled young men from around the world.
Wow. Do you look up their shorts?
They're not legally supposed to stand that close to me, but since my wits are not about me at that point, I cannot really enjoy the view.
Okay, so
until they back up a bit.
So you know, I'm going to call you Jack just because I want to call you something. So Jack,
man, you guys and your improv skills are great.
Many good fighters have that name.
Jack, let me get this straight. You haven't come out of the closet yet.
No,
I thought he just did.
I have. It is well. Yeah, it is not.
He says
something
he has to keep
his eye. It's not something I can be. Forward with in the Christian home that is my parents, as well as the homophobic. Yeah. I've only seen that word in print.
Homophobic?
Homophobic.
I think it's I think you want to say homophobic.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah. Homophobic was a rap group that didn't make it in the 80s.
Yeah, homophobic. You remember them?
Okay. Yeah. They were just terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, you don't think your fans know by your entrance music?
I typically my record is a 6-42, 6 wins and 42 losses, 33 by knockout, and
you sound very proud about that.
Well, to have been that sub 500 of a record and still maintain my career. It is nothing short of impressive. The fact that I am still passing state medical exams is a miracle. What was your earlier question?
Your entrance music. No, you don't think that gives away the fact that you are a little flamboyant?
Well, only once or twice have has that raised a few red flags, but mostly they... take it as a joke when one enters to a typically a jazzy Madonna tune or a Cher number. People typically think you're being ironicalistic.
I got you.
All right, Jack. Well, you know what? I want to thank you for calling in, Jack, by you being a boxer, and I'm sure you'll take this to heart. This is for you, Jack.
It's the greatest night in the history of my life. I just want to say one thing. You're a champion.
There you go, Jack. You're a winner in our book, Jack.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
It inspired my career choice. I saw that movie and I said, if he can win the title with zero defensive skills, so can I.
There you go, Jack. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack,
for calling in.
I'm glad.
You imagine that?
Yeah.
being a boxer and being gay?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
That would be...
You know, I mean, there's a few, there's probably some other sports that would be tougher to be gay in.
Like MMA, you think?
MMA? Oh, no. Maybe. Well, you could use that.
That already looks gay.
Yeah.
You know, I do voiceovers for MMA, English to Spanish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like you do the fighters?
Yeah. Ouch.
Ouch. That's how you do.
I do, entra con la izquierda, la derecha, cae en el piso, parecen putos. That's what I do.
You have the announcer voice.
Yeah, so I do that.
Yeah.
We got another phone caller.
All right.
Who's calling? It's radio time.
Hi. How are you guys? I'm glad I was able to call in. I'm Chester Butterfield.
Chester Butterfield. From where, yeah. Chester Butterfield?
Well, currently I live in Southern California, but I'm originally from Illinois.
Okay. And where in Southern California, Chester?
I live in Los Angeles right now.
That sounds good, Chester. Thank you very much. Now, Chester, you know the topic.
So you're right down the street.
You're right down the street. Yeah, we're in downtown L.A. How far from downtown L.A., Chester?
Oh, wow. I'm like Santa Monica Vine area. It's real nice down here.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, Chester, the topic today is professional athletes coming out of the closet. Are you gay, happy? Are you straight? This bothers you? What's your story?
Yeah, actually, that's why I was calling in. I don't know if you guys know, but I also go by my alias known as Pogalicious. I'm currently the world's champion in Pogs.
And
I came out. Yeah, I've been world champion for about 5 years now, since about like 2008.
Yeah.
Pong? What? Pong?
No, like Pogs. Pogs.
Pogs?
The little circular discs.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, I've been a part of the WPF for a little while, the World Pog Federation, doing some stuff in the UK. It's been fun.
How hard is it to defeat five other people in a sport?
Five other people?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Pogs isn't as popular as it used to be.
Well, no, you'd be surprised. I mean, maybe not in the U.S. right now, but in the U.K., I mean, it's a pretty big thing. Last world championship we did.
So you're an international champion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're an international champion.
I am. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Who do you represent? L.A. or United States? What do you represent?
Actually, I used to have a sponsorship through Burger King for a little while, and then in about '94, I had won the Southern California Park Championship for Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
So they were backing me for a little while. But currently, I've just been doing it on my own, you know.
You've been doing this for 20 years?
20 years?
20 plus?
Yeah, I've been playing Pog since I was a kid, man. Yeah. It's been my life.
All right. Okay. And are you gay or straight?
I am gay, yeah. I came out about 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And were you competing while you came out?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I read about this on the cover of Pog magazine. Yeah.
Pog Digest.
I think, Chester Butterfield.
Pog Aficionados.
Yeah, man.
There was a pretty extensive article about it because it was a pretty controversial thing at the time. You know, a lot of players were actually gay, but just, you know, couldn't really come out about it. And I was one of the first guys to kind of just.
I gotta say, man.
Make the transition.
That photo shoot was so inspiring.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to do like an American Beauty thing, but it's just like all Pogs. I thought people would like the reference.
Dude, it was beautiful.
Did that article come out before you joined comedy? Is that what inspired you?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to tell you this right now, Chester. You were the first joke I ever wrote.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
Wow. What a small world on how we connect like this.
You were the most inside joke. And because of the reference, I got into every alt room ever.
Wow.
Because I said Chester Butterfield's Pog. I wish I could remember the joke. If you give me a second, I'll try to remember it. But that article, man.
Thank you.
You know, the fact that you came out, I was just like, you know, I've got to do something with my life. I'm so happy to hear you're in L.A., man. I'm in town, you know? Maybe we can... I am one of your biggest fans.
We'll go catch a game.
Yeah, I mean, we can get together and maybe have a small match and just catch lunch or something together. That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Let's catch some lunch. Like an intimate lunch, you know?
Yeah.
Just like you, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick could come if he wants to.
Well, thank you, Nick. Thank you for including me. Thank you for calling in, Chester.
Thanks, Chester, man.
I really appreciate the call.
Leave your number with the engineer.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
make sure, Chester Butterfield.
Yeah, man, that's an iconic person
there. This guy has been playing Pogs for 20-plus years.
Yes, a long time.
You know?
Yeah. We got another caller. This is busy day.
Yeah, he had the original Simpson Pog.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I used to have all his cards from 1999.
Yeah.
Who's on the line calling Radio Time?
This is Connor.
Connor.
What's up, Connor?
Connor, where are you calling from, Connor?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, Connor, how are you doing? I know Connor.
You know Connor.
Connor hits on me all the time on Facebook.
He does, huh?
Yeah. Connor, you're the best, man.
You're Nick Guerra fan?
I'm doing great, man.
I'm a big Nick Guerra fan. I can't wait for him to come back to South Florida.
All right.
I've been trying, Connor. I'm going to get you in every show that I can.
Okay.
Where did you catch him at?
I saw him at the Fort Lauderdale Improv when he was doing his taping for Gabriel Iglesias.
He saw the taping.
Oh, you were there.
I had no clue that you were there, man. Wow.
Yeah,
you were there for a big moment in my life.
It was really great. You were hilarious.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Isn't he?
He really is. That bit reading to it about kicking the heels off the girl, kicking the heels off
the short girls.
Exactly. That was hilarious.
I've added more to it, but I can't. I don't think I could ever film it again. But it's gotten longer because short girls are my. They're my bane, the bane of my existence.
Well, I'll say the bane of all of our existence.
Oh, yeah, man. Connor,
anyway, yeah,
Connor's always
Facebook
sending me happy messages, man. You're always hitting me up. I like it.
You like comedy, Connor?
I do. I love stand-up comedy. Love going to the Improv. And actually, Gabriel Iglesias and I share the same birthday, so I love going out to see him. And
what?
That's cool.
He's like 3 years older than me, but we have the same birthday.
Wow, man. I didn't know that. That's cool, man.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Gabriel's actually in town, dude. I'm gonna see if I can get him to give you a shout out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks, Connor, for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, brother, for calling in, dude. It's good
to hear the fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Always great to hear the fans.
And as soon as I get back into Fort Lauderdale, man, I'll let you know, and I'll get you tickets.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
And tune into this show because we'll have some other comedians coming too, Connor.
Oh yeah, keep listening to Rick.
Keep listening. Oh, yeah. Don't forget Rick.
See, he wants applause.
Rick is.com. RickIZ.com, Connor.
Yeah,
I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you away from Nick. Thank you, Connor, for calling in. Hey, if the homies can't have none, right? We
if
share
the
our
homies
fans.
Can't have none, man. Yeah, share the
we
fans,
share
dude.
Fans.
Connor's cool, man.
We got another caller.
Oh, my God.
Man. From the 916. Who's calling from the 916 area code?
Where the hell is 916?
I don't know.
Christine, it's Sacramento.
Christine in Sacramento.
Sacktown, what? Bay Area, I'm back down.
Up, Christine, are you calling for Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, you sound like a big fan of Nick.
I am a big fan.
You
He's
are.
Funny.
Christine, did you ever meet him?
Not really.
Okay.
I said hello after a show one time.
And oh, man, that's all you did?
Did he ignore you? Like, yeah,
no,
whatever.
I wouldn't have ignored her.
No, he didn't ignore me.
He's a cool guy, right?
I'm hard to ignore.
I'm kind of intimidating when people see me around.
I'm sorry, Nick. I want to go back to this rewind. Why are you hard to ignore? Just curious. You caught my ear. You caught my ear.
Because she's
we're like five guys here waiting to hear. What is it? What's so hard to ignore you?
I've heard people say that I'm attractive.
Ooh,
oh,
that's a start. are you straight or lesbian?
Wait a minute. So you've heard people say this? Like we're on the street? Like
you woke up the sound booth. Hold on. Sound booth wanted to say something here. Hold on.
Send us a picture.
Oh, she wants
info at skidrowstudios.com.
There you go.
Send
us a picture.
I'm actually trying to see if I could find her on my Facebook I'm on right now.
All right, Christine. We're waiting for a picture. Christine, tell us more about yourself. Let's see. I don't want to ask you any. Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm in compliance.
and compliance. Ooh. Do you like wear glasses and hold your hair up and then like every now and then take your glasses off and
Talking creepy to one of my fans?
Yeah, I am talking very creepy.
The only person that can talk creepy to one of my fans is me. So, Christine.
It's my show.
So, Christine, where exactly are you holding the phone?
Wow. I could have gone a lot of ways with that.
That's the way I like it.
I am in Roseville.
Oh, you're in Roseville?
I know Roseville.
Yeah, yeah. How far is that from Monterey? You should come down to Monterey.
Oh, yeah, he's
going to
be in Monterey this weekend. He's going to be at Planet Gemini May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd?
No, May 3rd and 4th. Pre Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, Friday, Saturday.
Because I'm not that, you know, I'm Latino, but not as much as they would want me to be.
Me too, buddy.
All right.
All right. So tell us what's so obvious about you again.
Oh, God. I don't, maybe because I'm shorter than he is.
Do we have a picture yet?
I'm wondering if I've hung out with Christine.
Have you hung out with Nick?
Did we take a picture together?
Possibly. I don't remember. No, probably not.
Oh,
it was really fast because there were a lot of other people there and, you know, everyone wanted to say hi to the funny guy. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, was it with Joe Coy's weekend?
It was.
Okay, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people at Joe Coy's weekend. Because I've been there at Sacramento on my own. Not that many people.
Yeah. That's true.
Everybody got a picture.
Okay.
All 14.
Okay. But Joe Coy weekend, a lot
Coy
of people.
Joe Coy weekend, a little bit more packed.
Yeah, all shows.
What? Is this a radio show? Are you live right now?
Yeah, we are. Christine, we're live.
It's a radio show on Skid Row Studios.
SkidRowStudios.com. If you go there, you'll hear us live right now. And then you can always download the previous shows. We're here every Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Or you can just download this one over and over again.
Yeah, hear your voice. Because I know I will.
No, I don't want to hear my voice.
You have a nice voice. You should be in radio.
No one likes their own voice.
What? I do.
Yeah, Rick has a, Rick
like
has a crazy voice.
Rick
likes, I wish I had Rick's voice.
Adrian doesn't like his voice. You're right. But I like my voice.
I never said I didn't like my voice.
Well, you can tell when you're talking.
Nice. You're such an asshole.
Christine, do you have any sisters?
No, I have brothers.
You have brothers.
Oh, are any of your brothers like good-looking girls by any chance?
No.
Because Nick's kind of into that. You see, Nick's kind of into brothers that are good-looking girls.
I'm a brother that's a good-looking girl.
No, it's just me.
All right, Christine from Compliance Department. I want to thank you very much for calling in. Any last words to Nick Guerra?
You should come back to Sacramento. I would make the drive, but my car's a piece of shit.
I'll see if I can get some gigs out there and I'll let you know.
Hit me
up on Facebook or whatever, and anytime I have a show you want to come to, just hit me up and I'll get you tickets.
You should leave early and go pick her up.
You should.
There you go.
Have an awesome time.
Hey, yes. Don't ever tell. Don't.
We have something very similar. We have something in common. We both have shitty cars. So we can start there.
Oh, yeah.
Put them together and you get more shitty cars.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
for
calling.
We'll trade them in together.
Yeah. Well, find me on Facebook and I'll get you tickets to wherever show you want to come to.
Thanks for calling in, Christine. You're very sweet.
Right.
And don't get too bored in the compliance department.
I won't. Thank you so much.
Okay,
call in again. Oh, by the way, don't forget to continue listening to us, too, because we're Nick Guerra's friends. So I want to thank Christine for calling in. This is what everybody's calling about.
What?
Right here.
What are they calling
Ladies
about?
Ladies and gentlemen, kicking off our show tonight is a native of
South
Texas. He came by a recommendation from a very good
this
friend
is,
of mine, Mr.
Fluffy
Rick Gutierrez. He's
right
a
now.
Funny guy. He says, Gabriel, check him out. You're going to love him, and you guys are going to love him, too. Put your hands together. Show your love for Nick. Get
it! Yeah, Nick. Look at this guy. I like how you wear the T-shirts.
Yeah, bro.
You always wear those T-shirts. Look nice. Look
it's
buff.
Fluffy. All right.
Yeah.
We had some fun.
You want to know something, bro?
So I get hit on by a lot of lesbians. Let me tell you, that the response right at the beginning was so overwhelming, it fucked up my first joke.
Okay.
I was just, man, I was like, it's so funny because You get on there. First off, they're playing intro music. My intro music, they wanted, I was like, play something that sounds like Marilyn Manson. That was, so whatever they came up with, that's what they came up with, right?
Okay.
And so I get on stage and I'm used to just immediately, like, I need to just start talking. Uh-huh. But I had to wait for the intros, like, last 3 seconds.
Yeah,
and that throws
you
off.
Yeah.
And usually my first joke is, all right, guys. Some of you with me, some of you like a lesbian comic, and that's the way it's supposed to go. But since they were all with me, I couldn't say that. So I was just like, okay, here's the lesbian comic joke, kind of.
Isn't it funny when you catch yourself, like, you know, something you've done over and over and over again, and then all of a sudden you're up there and you catch yourself doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And you can tell by that one word that's missing, or that one word
that little flip
you added, it just gave you a different laugh.
Like they were so that crowd was so supportive.
Oh yeah, you could tell.
It was, you had to get them into the rhythm of actually laughing.
Yeah,
because they were gonna laugh no matter what.
Uh huh.
And by probably my third joke is when I finally felt the change where they weren't just complimentary laughing. They were actually listening and laughing. And that's when the short girl joke is when finally the audience, I
was
think,
in with you.
Was like, oh shit, okay, we got his rhythm.
It does take a while for them to kind of feel you. Like there's sometimes, and I've done this too.
Yeah.
Sometimes as a comedian, I come in and the first thing out of my mouth was so great that they're with you from beginning to end.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then other times, you know, you're feeling them out at the beginning and then like halfway or a quarter way through, you get them.
Yeah, and in that scenario there, you just had to keep smiling. Just keep going with it and smiling. And I mean, if you think, dude, you know, luckily I flew in a day before and I got to feel out the stage and I got to be on the pre-show with Fluffy. But that show, you're going up after Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah,
you know, we were the second show filmed that night, and so not only did I was the third comic actually on the lineup. You have to go after Gabriel, Trevor Noah, Dove Davidoff, Gabriel, then me.
Oh,
you know,
and
it was an interesting thing, you know, because I mean, Gabriel's fans, they're wonderful, very supportive, but they are there for him. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I'm just happy that they went along with me.
Well, is it okay if I play bits and pieces?
No.
No, it's not?
So I get hit on by a lot of lesbians?
No. Dude.
I know, man. It sucks. Like, that's why I don't drink. I can't get drunk with this silky hair and enjoy it, you know?
I couldn't say
fruities. I can't have my back turned at the bar just standing there like, oh, my God, I love this song. Oh, wow, this is great. Yeah. Guys come up to me. What's up, baby? Hey, bro. Hey, stop that. We came together. This is weird.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You want me to play the whole thing?
No,
I know you don't. But I just want to introduce that.
You know what the funny thing is on the DVD, there's actual, there's the full set. Because they only showed, I think, like 4 or 5 minutes on TV.
Uh-huh.
And on the DVD, it's probably like 7.
Oh.
Yeah. They cut out my little wing.
Yeah, they take stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, what's his name when he was here, Brian Scalero? You know Brian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Scalero was telling me that in his special, they took, like, he came in with all the clean stuff, and then they ended up taking the stuff out. And he, you know, all the stuff that he worked really hard on to get in that set, they took out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then...
And it kind of, you know, the good thing is Gabriel, like, he's got Comedy Central in the palm of his hands. So they let him do whatever he wants to
do. Yeah, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the awesome part about the show. Is because where they would have been stricter with us and more cutthroat, Gabriel was like, you know, he passed it through. So luckily, I got on a very supportive show. That show was fucking phenomenal for that. You know, but yeah, it sucks when you're like, man, I really want to say this and that, and you can't. And you know, you just don't want things to get cut out. But I mean, it happens.
Yeah, no.
You know, and that's why TV spots, you're supposed to just do quick jokes.
Now, you got here also, you're a writer, assistant director, actor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Story producer.
Yeah.
For the MUN 2 reality show.
Mundos.
Mundos? Is that what? Oh,
Mundos.
Oh, how do I not know that?
Pitbull's La Esquina.
I'm a Latino and I don't know that. Pitbull's La Esquina. Is that, now, is that the real Pitbull?
Yeah, Pitbull the rapper.
Okay, so what happens then?
Dale.
What am I missing?
I wrote a reality show for Pitbull, if that makes sense, wrote a reality show. It was me and a few other guys, right?
Rotary reality show. All right, Pitbull, this is who you are.
And it's funny, like writing a reality show, you write out the script, okay. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, all you do is you tell them the situation and you say, you got to get from this point to this point.
Yeah.
However you get there, you get there. But you need to get here. And then you just listen to make sure that they hit the key points of the storyline.
Okay.
You know, so you let them talk.
It's like you build them the skeleton and you say, hey, fill in the meat.
And then if they miss a detail that it plays off for the next scene, you just say, all right, now just say this and we're good. So I was there and I was not getting paid because the contract deal kind of was shitty.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's nothing with Pitbull or anything like that. It's the comedian that brought me on. He was the shitty guy that messed it up.
Okay.
So I wrote myself in it as my payment.
Okay.
Because I kind of knew I wasn't going to get paid, so I wrote.
Oh, shoot.
So I'm in the beginning of every episode in a sketch where I play a little Cuban gangster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was fun, man.
And then how long is it? Because it says second season. So there was a first season?
And a second season. And that was it.
And that was it. And when was this?
I closed it out.
Thanks, Nick. We will no longer have Pitbull's La Esquina.
You know, man, he had a rough schedule, bro. He got more and more busy.
I heard.
I think it was harder to get him on set and shit and stuff like that, you know?
Now, I'll be honest with you. I went to his concert.
Yeah.
I went to his concert. Not me wanting to buy the tickets, you know, I know that sounds weird, but my girlfriend, she wanted to go see Pitbull.
Yeah.
She likes Pitbull.
Yeah.
You can imagine why, right? She likes the bald head.
Oh, the bald head. And, Ooh, yeah.
And so she likes the whole thing. And so I went.
Yeah.
And I got it. That guy was rocking the whole amphitheater up there in City Walk.
Yeah.
What's it up there? Gibson. Gibson Amphitheater. Okay. And that place was packed. And he was just rocking it, and he was doing, you know, like the fist pumping.
Yeah.
And then 90 minutes were up, okay, like about 90 minutes. And the guy's like, hey, you know, thank you, everybody. Good night. You guys are great. You know, he had a great show. I got to say he had a great show. But he left the stage, and people wanted more.
Yeah.
But he didn't have any more.
Yeah.
He didn't have any more songs.
Or they were like, hey, it's 90 minutes. It costs extra to keep that place open, and they'll charge the performer because this happens at Gabriel too when he does big theaters, and they have a long line for pictures.
Uh-huh.
I was told a story by this guy named Gibbs who used to go handle some of the picture takers, like help out, and he's like, there was this one thing where the people that owned the place said, they came up to Gabriel and they said, look, we're gonna have to shut down in 10 minutes, and he had a long line of about maybe 60 more people. Either you handle it now and cut them all off, or we're going to charge you another 10 grand.
Oh.
So Gibbs, being the big guy he is, got all 60 people into one humongous group picture.
Okay.
And they were like, and that was it. They got everybody in there. But that's what happens.
Yeah.
Is that there is a time limit.
Yeah, that's
so he
true.
May just have to say, I'm out. And there's some performers that they probably let it go with. I would say Pitbull is not in the echelon of performers that they'd let it go.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? They'll let you two get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm pretty sure he's not one of them.
Enrique Iglesias was there. Jennifer, J-Lo was there.
Yeah.
She was there, and he rocked the place. I got to admit, man. He's a
great, you know what, man? He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Very business savvy. I was there when he recorded that crazy. I was in the studio when him and Lil Jon were in there fixing it up.
Yeah. Okay.
And I became good friends with Pitt's brother. That's who I was really good friends with, right? And we were in the background just clowning on the song. Pitbull was talking to some people about making lollipops, some shit like that. Yeah. Like they wanted to make a Pitbull lollipop or something like that. And they were discussing it, right? And so me and his brother were in the studio with Lil Jon. And of course, they had to have the girls there, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're just in the background going, I dance like Patrick Swayze. My favorite flower's daisies. I don't run because I'm late over and over and over. And Lil Jon just keeps looking at us. It was a catchy tune, man.
Yeah. Can you do a Pitbull impersonation?
No, probably not. No. Dale. Isn't that what he does?
Dale.
Is that all he does?
Hey, baby. Doesn't he talk like that? Like, hey, I got a deep voice. And
He talks exactly like he sounds, man.
Yeah. And he doesn't sing.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. He doesn't sing. It's all like talking.
Yeah.
And, so, and yelling and fist pumping.
It's a fun experience, man. I would say it's probably one of the first experiences that I ever had with a celebrity, in a sense, you know?
Absolutely.
I've had a lot of weird experiences.
Who else? I mean, so far you've been working with Fluffy.
I've worked with Fluffy.
What other big thing has happened?
Well, you know, like comic wise, you work with Fluffy, Richard Lewis, you know, Mencia, Joe Coy, Angela Johnson, all those cats, right?
Uh-huh.
Some of the other celebrities that I've Charlie Daniels. I was the opener for one of the concerts. You know, it was like a big.
Did you say like Charlie Daniels, the country singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a biker rally.
Bike rally.
And I was just the host for all the events. Yeah, exactly. Flyleaf. I brought them up on stage. Flyleaf. Okay. They're, you know.
Band.
Yep, band. Okay. Robbie Knievel came to one of my shows, which was nuts. Like he would even, and it was a bar show. It wasn't even like a big thing. And, you know, the funny thing was, like, he came and some of the associates from Paul Mitchell, because for about a year or so, I somehow got into this group of people where I was working with John Paul DeJoria.
Yeah.
You know, John Paul owns Paul Mitchell.
Yeah.
Patron, yeah. House of Blues.
Oh,
he
yeah,
sold
yeah,
it. He found it worth $4.1 billion.
You're partying with that guy?
You know, for a little bit. He offered me a Patron, and since I don't drink, I turned it down.
Oh.
You know?
And what did he say?
No, he went and he got me some water. He's like, don't worry about it. And he got me one of the nicest people I have ever met.
That guy? Well, of course. He's got so much money.
One of the, yeah.
I mean.
He was one of the, two-time homeless, you know?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Just, he has a crazy story.
And it's so funny meeting guys like that, and then you meet people that are lesser and dicks.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. Yeah, like you don't know what it's like to be successful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Because success,
right.
You know, it makes you nice. It makes you happy.
Yeah, yeah. And no, one guy, my tax preparer guy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, one guy. My tax preparer guy. He's a veteran. He's a veteran.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been, and he was down and out one time, homeless. And he just, he's like, look, I understand people when they're having, you know, a bad time and they can't do things. Because I've been there. Now he owns a house up in Eagle Rock, really nice area, really nice house, you know, and, the guy's like, anybody I can help today, because he was helping a lot of people and not charging them to do the taxes.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice, man.
You know, he could tell, you know, we don't make that much money in this career when we're starting out. And so, and so he was like, hey, don't worry about it. And then he kind of gave me this whole story about how he was down and out at one time, and he knows how it is, and he likes to help people like that. And you know what? Good karma comes back to him.
Yeah. You know what,
because
man?
Because there are people with money. There are people with money that think they have good karma, and they sometimes they don't think like this because they've never touched that unfortunate moment of being very humble that makes you humble.
Yeah. You know, I have been blessed to work with a lot of like just great people, very nice, surprisingly, and none of them had to be. Gabriel was one of them.
Gabriel's great. Everybody tells me Gabriel's great.
Gabriel's great. Joe's great. Mencia was great. You know.
Yeah, I met Mencia. He was cool.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so funny. Like I tell people, like you know, comics that are starting out.
Yeah.
I'm like, because you'll hear things about people. You know, Pablo's one of the best. And when you're starting out, and then I warn open micers or new comics, I'm like, don't say anything because you're gonna end up working with these people at some point.
Right.
You know. And you're going to figure out that, they're just regular human beings that got into a situation, whatever it may be, you know?
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is that there is a change, you know, that whereas more people used to be dicks back in the 90s, there is a humbleness, I think, in America by a lot of CEOs and a lot of success.
Uh-huh.
You hear about the CEOs that only are getting a dollar for their salary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, somebody recently, wasn't it Affleck? He said he was only going to make $1.50 a day or something.
I believe so, something like that, you know?
I don't know how that's going to work out, but then again, he has a lot of assets.
Yeah.
You have to understand these people have a lot of assets.
They have more, and I mean, you can't blame them for that.
Sure.
But at least they're taking it down a notch and being like, all right, I've got what I need.
Right.
Let's just make it happen.
Here's an interesting topic that happened recently that in the comedy world, I like to talk about it just because it's what you just said. You know, yeah. A lot of people start talking about other people that this guy is a douchebag. That guy, oh, don't work with that guy. Right?
Yeah.
And then recently, last week, a good friend of mine, I don't know if you're good friends or you know, I know you know him, Greg Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Greg.
Okay. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
And so he's performing on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Okay. And he goes up on stage and he does his bit that I've seen him do many times, and that's the couple arguing, right, in the car. And there's no words to it. It's just all pantomime. He's just
I've seen the bit.
He's arguing, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Yeah,
and then so what's his name? Howie Mandel says that he stole the joke from this other guy who happens to this other comedian, Nicotero.
Yeah.
Something Nicotero.
Frank Nicotero,
who warms up the America's Got Talent crowd. Frank Nicotero warms him up, does that bit every time, and then Greg Wilson comes up and he does that bit. Now, all these rumors start going about Greg Wilson stealing this joke from Frank Nicotero. Frank Nicotero grabs a mic and throws it down while they're filming.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent's got quite a drama novella going on now. That's going to help their ratings, okay? So this is my theory, Nick.
Yeah.
I know Greg didn't steal it, number one, yeah. Because I know that joke can be very streamlined.
Yeah.
How many people here can say that they've seen couples argue in their car and it looks like funny? So the whole world has seen this. So it's like I was telling him, you tell me a joke about, you know, wet farts and yeah, I've heard it 100 times, right?
It's kind of like if somebody made a joke about, you know, have you ever stepped into an elevator with a stranger? Blah, 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 punchline. You know,
farts in the elevator.
Yeah.
It's a common thing that happens. So, Greg, I don't think Greg Wilson stole that joke.
I do. No, I'm just kidding.
And so there's a lot of, there's just all these rumors going on about, and this is my theory, what I think. I honestly think that the producers for these shows are very good at getting what they want.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you did a little reality. You know what?
Yeah, you need sauce to get it up. Well, dude, I did Baggage for Jerry Springer, and there's a picture now where it says on my name, likes to hold cat during sex. and they take that out of you because I said, they were like, so what's some of the crazy things that happened in life and or in your relationships? And I was like, oh, you know, sometimes back when I had a cat, he would like to be on the bed. Because animals don't like to just leave when you're banging or whatever. And so they changed it to, okay, well, how about this? We say that you like to hold your cat during sex. Would you like to say it? I was like, fuck it, I'll say it. Right? And that's reality.
Yeah.
That's reality shows.
Yeah. It's all.
They're like, okay, well, you like this? Well, let's pump it up a little bit.
Wait a minute. It's not reality.
It's not reality.
Okay.
It's like, okay, let's, because in the end, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's like I tell people, I've read the book 48 Laws of Power. Right?
Yeah.
I've heard people describe this book as it's an evil book. Don't read it. And I'm like, well, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
They have to make it eye-catching. They have to make it entertaining. And the feel of the book is you're getting all these tips on how to take over whatever you want to take over.
Okay.
But if it was just bland and straight to the point, it'd be an instruction manual. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people forget that sometimes entertainment is, yes, you need to pump it up.
Yeah, you know?
It's just like with comedy. Our stories, we have to pump it up.
Yeah, you got
it. So, the producers may have been milking it. It may, maybe the ratings aren't doing so well and they've released it.
I have a feeling they knew Greg did the joke. I have that feeling that they knew
Greg
did it.
Somebody could have seen it and said,
they knew the opener did it. And they said, you know what? Let's let this guy, don't let him do it. If he does it, Howie, you're on cue.
Yeah.
And you bring up the fact that he stole it and da-da-da-da-da. I'm not saying it did happen. I'm just saying that there's a more possibility in that than Greg stealing that joke.
Yeah. I know we had the debate and I'm a dick and I say everything wrong about everybody. I will say this, man. Greg's a cool cat. He's a hard worker. He gets under people's skins. You know, he hasn't... He has an attitude that could be off-putting, and that's a risk to take in this business because that attitude that's off-putting makes it hard for people to defend you.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and it goes back to being nice all the time, and it's hard to do that because Greg is Greg. He's Greg Wilson, the Greg Wilson. You know, there's I don't want to say anything bad about him.
Yeah.
He's a terrible human being. I hope he dies.
And the evil laugh afterwards. The evil laugh.
I hope they take little pieces of everything I'm saying out of context and stuff like that. But you know, whatever the case may be, hopefully it doesn't affect his career.
It's just the attacks are so ridiculous. You know, this whole thing about stealing jokes to me is pretty ridiculous.
The comedy police has gone overboard.
Way overboard.
You know, I have a video on YouTube that I hate, and don't anybody look at it. The Laugh Factory put it up, and I just fucking hate it because that crowd was shitty, right?
Where's it at? Laugh Factory?
It's at the Laugh Factory.
Can you find it? Hold on.
Where can you find it? You can find it online. And it's so funny, man, because, you know, first off, the host just was terrible and didn't care. And then I was the second guy, and it was a rainy day in L.A., which, you know, those are rare, so people don't come out. So it was a tiny crowd, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm having, you know, like we talked about, it's hard to figure out where the crowd's out sometimes because you're trying to warm it up. It's a Tuesday night, whatever the case may be. Uh-huh. So I'm doing my jokes. And if you look at the internet comments underneath my video, people are saying, I do a move. They even point out the seconds. They're like, at a minute 06, yeah. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's moving just like Pablo.
Oh.
I was doing a Beyonce dance, and they said that I hacked Pablo.
You're doing the Pablo thing.
They said, oh, he's doing Pablo. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing Pablo. And then the energy, they're like, oh, he's doing Dane Cook. And then someone, oh, he's doing Kevin Hart. And it's just like, fuck, man.
Yeah. I got that with my blockbuster black bastard joke.
Yeah.
I do, oh, mira blockbuster to my mom, you know. And it's in the video on YouTube, and somebody commented, Chris Rock did that joke.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know how that gets to you, you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm like Googling Chris Rock comedy, looking for the video, Black
you start
Bastard.
Reading them.
I'm like Blockbuster.
I'm
like,
look,
I'm searching and I'm searching. I'm like, I can't find this anywhere. And then I'm like, you know what? That guy got the best of me. The guy who made the comment got the best of me.
And that's the point. They troll, they look for it.
Yeah. They want to just trigger you.
Yeah.
And that's why now when I see negative comments, when I see hate online about me or whatever,
I
last 2 seconds. Like, I'll be like, okay, fuck you. I move on.
The truth is, man, is that there's people that just go and they pick apart. And then you got people like Connor, my fan from Fort Lauderdale. And he puts everything all into perspective. He's like, yeah, you're right. I did do good. Thanks, Connor. And that's just it, man. Fuck, you know, the comedy police, sometimes I think it goes overboard. That's why I try to write as much as of my personal opinion and my personal experience as possible. To the point where if anyone asks me about a joke, I'm like, no, I will tell you the story that this came from.
Yeah.
Because I know that this happened
to
me.
And I'll find the witnesses.
Yeah.
I'll find the people that were there when this happened to me.
I had this whole joke, right, about going fishing.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you have to exaggerate details. And I'm talking about how I'm almost flying over the boat because the fish is pulling me. And somebody in the crowd was like, that's a Goofy cartoon. Like, I stole my bit from a Goofy cartoon.
Hey, and Goofy's going to come looking for you.
Exactly. And I flat out was like, no, it happened in I told him everywhere it happened.
Hey, Nick, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, I'm just... So people are just fucking nuts.
That was a mixture of so many different cartoons.
Dude. We have a phone call. Who's calling in?
Oh, man, if it's Greg Wilson.
Oh, no.
No, my name is Lawrence Wang.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name is Lawrence Wang. I'm actually a member of the Gay Mafia.
What? Lawrence?
Yes.
Lawrence Wang, member of the Gay Mafia.
Yeah, it's actually an activist group that helps promote athletes such as Jason Collins, who might be coming out of the closet, who have been, you know, kind of hiding these issues for a long time.
Oh, wow. So
so
you're part of the Gay Mafia. Is that a lot like the other mafias?
No. It's kind of an underground society. We basically are sworn to secrecy. It involves a lot of, you know, people
Hey, Lawrence.
Athletic.
Hey, Lawrence.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you.
Sure.
I lent you my dildo last week. Where is it?
Oh, the black one? That's yours?
The black one. Where is it?
I'm gonna come after you. You remember last time you got all that stuff on it?
Yeah, I do. Do you need me to bring it back? You said I could use it for 2 weeks.
No, you can keep it now. But I want my anal beads.
Sure. Would you like the
don't forget the cannolis.
Do you like your lube tube?
Yeah, Lords. So are you guys celebrating now that Jason Collins came out and more athletes are coming out? I mean, is this a grand day for the gay mafia?
Yes, it's ecstatic. It's exciting news. Definitely a point for the team.
Definitely a point for the team. Hey, no pun intended, right?
Not at all.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're Hail and Marys from my side of the spectrum.
Okay. So, So what happens in the gay mafia? I mean, do people, you know, really get whacked and made and?
You do get whacked, but not in the terms of, you know, that type of whack.
Yeah,
there's a lot of whacking.
Yeah, exactly. There's whacking, but not whack. Well, you can consider it whack depending on the way you look at it.
You can get some effect.
Federico, stop doing that. You're not going to be able to see anymore. You're going to go blind.
God.
All right, Lawrence. Well, thank you for calling in, Lawrence. That was a wonderful call.
You know,
from
the crazy
mafia.
Thing about the gay mafia?
What is it?
Is that they don't leave fish in your bed.
What are they?
they leave pork sausage. I don't know. They wouldn't leave fish unless it was the W gay mafia.
I'm going to wrap you up like a cannoli, and then I'm going to eat you.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Pack you up. Wow. It's going to be good. Oh, that's good.
He likes to do voices. Good, Yo, Adrian good, does man. Voices.
Yo, Adrian does voices.
Yo, Adrian does voices. Well, we're going to start the news now.
All right, the news.
You
want
to stick around with us, Nick. Don't go anywhere.
I'm not, man.
We're going to start the news.
I'm going to tell some more people to call in.
Yes, please call in. And as we start the news...
Without Rob.
No, we got it. We still got to play Rob's song. Come on. You got to hear it.
And now, your anchorman, meteorologist, sports connoisseur, Notre Dame High School alum, comedian and chauffeur, and on occasions he likes to catch his stepdad wearing a bra, Rob DeRocha.
But Rob's not here today.
You know what's funny is that is probably longer than any set he's performed in the past few weeks. That intro right there.
Yes, well, we're in the news here, and Jason Collins came out. He took personal steps. There's already, like, articles that are coming out. For example, there's one article right now. Collins' big test will be joining an NBA team. He's not playing right now. Did you know that, Nick?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He needs a job. He's looking for a job, so it's going to be pretty interesting. Are they going to hire him? He's 7 feet tall.
Yeah?
This guy, I mean, he needs to stay in basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was an owner, what do you think? I mean, I think I would pick him up.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's go back to the business and entertainment value of this. Any owner, somebody's going to pick him up because, yes, it's good PR.
Yes.
And I know that they were calling earlier about the sponsors may be questionable, but what sponsor is going to say, no, we're going to drop because of this?
Yeah.
That is so iffy nowadays.
Those are dumb sponsors.
So, yeah, he's going to get something. He might not be put on the court that much, but he's going to get something.
No, I mean, he's a good player. He's actually been in a lot of...
Oh, then he'd be fine, man.
A lot of playoffs.
Now, the jersey sales, that's going to be interesting.
The jersey sales?
Yeah.
That is going to be interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
It's probably going to... I wouldn't doubt it that it's already spiked.
Yeah, for him.
Somebody Google that. Somebody Google that.
That his jersey sales have already gone up? They should, man.
Yeah, check out jersey sales for Jason Collins. Check that out. See if it's gone up.
I think everything's going to be great for him. It's going to work out.
He's going to be just fine.
And then I wish more people would come out about other things.
They will.
Just anything. Not even just being gay. You know, because it's pretty much like, you know, the minute you can come out about any problem that you have, let the world deal with it. You know, like if I was a person, I was like, yeah, I'm a foot fetisher. I love it.
I love
it. You deal with it.
Yeah, you deal with it. I don't want to hide this anymore.
I'm not going to hide it anymore. I'm looking at your feet.
Yeah.
It's up to you to put them away. I am going to jerk off to your feet.
And by the way,
clean
your feet.
Clean your feet, you stinky.
Because that makes it worse.
You know? Wow. But I don't know, man. It would be interesting to see. Because hopefully it's not one of those cases where everybody's like, oh, we're in support. We're in support. Because you also can't trust celebrities. All right?
Yeah.
Think about it. What's his name? Clint Eastwood said in GQ magazine, maybe about 4 years ago, about gay marriage. He was like, I don't care. Let him marry. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
let him be happy. Right.
Yeah.
But then again, now this is the same Clint Eastwood who was hired at the Republican convention to yell at an invisible chair.
Oh yeah.
Celebrities will do whatever the fuck you pay them to say. Yeah. You know, they're never going to say nothing bad about, you know,
my favorite line was from The Aviator.
The Aviator.
When somebody said, but that's the actress or the actor. And then Howard Hughes says, they're just actors. They're just actresses.
Yeah.
They're just puppets.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yeah. He says something.
No, he's having an argument with Cate Blanchett. And then
this guy knows about it.
So then she basically starts. Says
the one
leave
person
me.
That watched The Aviator.
Yeah. She says that she's going to leave him, and then he goes, don't ever talk down to me. You're a movie star, and that's all, you know?
You're an actor. Well, what he was saying, because the actor's job...
If I was from the street, I'd be like, yo, dog, I thought that movie was going to be about glasses.
Aviator.
I thought an hour and 30 minutes of glasses. I went in there with my glasses, ready to watch it.
And none.
Nothing. Got a motherfucking... petticoat wearing motherfucker up there talking about planes.
That's stupid. So I just went to go see Tyler Perry.
But I don't know, bro. I think hopefully, yeah, he'll be fine. Jason Collins is going to be fine.
Jason Collins.
He's still an awesome
cool.
athlete. It would be terrible if he was a shitty athlete. and they were like, oh, I guess we got to pick him up.
He just came athlete.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the other rumor I know.
You know what? I would say to the shittiest NBA player out there, come out. That way you can get a better deal.
Yeah.
There you go. Because now they can't fire you.
We're going to see a lot of that, I'm sure. Huh?
Why not?
Here we go. That's perfect. Allen Iverson tomorrow comes out gay.
All right. There you go.
And somebody's going to pick him up.
It says deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it.
Cover of Sports Illustrated. And then deal with it.
Nick sign Allen Iverson.
There you go, man.
You know, because
they sign him.
Watch, everybody's going to start coming out with.
Is anyone gay in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is in. There's none in right now that have come out with it.
Right.
Not even in college.
Dude.
But the one guy who's done with NFL, he retired, the guy from San Francisco, he admitted he's gay.
Yeah. Mm.
And throughout all the years playing football, he was gay.
Yeah.
Which, and Charles Barkley said it. He goes, there's gay people everywhere.
Yep.
You know, it's like, deal with it.
Deal with it.
You know?
Give him a hug.
There's no problem. But now this is the problem, is all the religious views are coming out now.
Yeah, but religion, you know what, man?
Religion's slowly but surely dropping.
Yeah.
Big
There's
time.
Actually more people that are becoming agnostic.
And atheists.
Yep.
And actually, they did this story I saw yesterday about a group of atheists that meet every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
To cheer about life. You know, because they're like, you know, we don't have what they have in religion. They go to church.
They don't. Yeah.
They praise life. They praise their God. But in their church, they really don't have a God. But they sing. They're singing cool songs like Beatles songs. And
yeah.
They're hanging out on a Sunday morning. And it's in London that they're doing this. And everybody in there is like really having a good time.
Yeah.
And they usually they're like, you know, we used to sleep in on Sunday, but now we're just here to cheer for life.
Yeah.
Now, I know my mom would just like die right now if she heard me talking about this. Like, you know, there's other people that don't believe in God and it's okay. No, mijo. No, you can't think like that. You can't think like that.
Man.
But, you know, it's slowly turning into
that. You want to know something, bro? There's people out there that like Taylor Swift. And you can't hold it against them.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I wish I could ban them from certain restaurants. Yeah. I don't want people out near me that like Taylor Swift, but I can't fucking do that. Yeah. So enjoy gay people and agnostic people. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
If we're going to start getting upset about people and their personal beliefs and their personal loves and interests, you know, who else can we attack? Anybody that still likes, that fucking likes Power Rangers, I'm done with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget those guys.
Let's ban them from getting married.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, look, did you like him?
He loved Power Rangers.
I knew it, yeah. Well, you are the people that I'm not for.
I honestly think they should bring it back, but bring it back like they would bring back Dark Knight, where it's like,
I'm calling my congressman. I swear to God, I'm about you. I'm going to be like, nope, I don't want them around me.
I know they'll bring them back. You know why? He'll bring them back.
How awesome would it be if we could start a hate group for people that like Power Rangers, right? And there's signs at doors at like restaurants now that has the Power Ranger symbol crossed out, like you're not allowed.
You know what'd be funnier is that a Power Ranger kicks your ass when you walk in your car.
When I walk to my car, that would that's why I hate them.
It's morphin' time.
That's why I hate them.
Well, you know what? That's going to be all the news for me because I'm not a news guy. That's Rob's job.
Yeah, you know, Rob told me to read up on news and stuff like that. Yeah, and I read Yahoo News.
Yeah.
And there was nothing interesting.
I mean, how dare him, like, say that to our guest? I mean,
you know what's been in the news recently?
Rob.
You know what's been in the news? Yes, stupid Rob.
Rob.
How girls are getting meaner. You know, like the sorority chick.
Yeah.
And they're
getting in fights.
Yeah. No. Like women are mean
to each other. Yes. Yes.
You know, had the whole sorority chick.
It's been around.
But it's even become, because there was like some newspaper reporter that wrote an article about like a chubby cheerleader.
Yeah.
And saying like, it's okay for her, but are we sure that we want people to see chubby cheerleaders? You know?
Uh-huh.
So what I'm saying is, down with women, bro. Up with gay people, down with women. Yeah. Like, that's down with women in Power Rangers. Those are the two groups that are causing problems in the world.
We just lost 8 callers. Our only eight callers were all women.
The only 8 callers were all women.
But I don't know why. What a kinky dinky. We do have one caller, though.
Mean women.
Who's on the line, radio time? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. It's a woman. What's your name?
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Sarah, are you a big fan of Nick Guerra?
Yeah, I guess so.
What? Wait, how did you hear about us?
Twitter.
Oh, through Twitter. All right, cool, okay. Cool. Okay. What did you want to share with us today, Sarah? All right. That's interesting.
I don't know. What do you guys want to ask?
Well, have you been listening to the radio show?
No, I haven't been able to.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about people that like Power Rangers?
Feel that what?
How do you feel about people that like Power Rangers? If a man tried to hit on you and one of his interests was a Power Ranger, like, I like Power Rangers.
It's not an interest. It's more like I liked it when I was a kid.
I just got messaged, by the way. I'm a Power Ranger fan. Let Nick go away. Tell Nick go away.
Sarah.
Power Rangers are cool.
Oh, man. Oh, all right. Yeah, there you go.
You'll like Adrian, Sarah. Then.
Would you like did you like the Pink Ranger or the Yellow Ranger?
Pink one.
Yeah. That was Kimberly.
Dude, you can't talk sexy to a girl about the Pink Ranger. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you like the Pink Ranger too.
I like
the Yellow Ranger. You want to see my Ranger whistle? What did they use?
Want to see my pink penis that looks like my brother's penis?
No, she doesn't know. She doesn't watch the show or listen to the show.
I might have to tune in just so I know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Sarah. Sarah, what do you do out in Minnesota?
I'm a nursing student right now.
Cool, man.
Okay, cool. You ever coming out to L.A.?
I hope to.
Come on out.
Are you a big comedy fan?
Yes.
Okay. Look, Sarah, if you come out to L.A., if you need to take a vacation, I've got 2 extra rooms. You could come, stay, chill, have a vacation, you know. It's not creepy at all because there's 4 other people in the house. and you know, you come on the radio show, hang out with Rick.
Yeah.
That would be really cool because I actually graduate in a month, so.
Come on down for a vacation. And then it's going to be terrible because we're all going to be busy and stuff like that.
Yeah. I can take you where they shot the Power Rangers.
Oh, there you go. He can take you where they shot it.
A Power Ranger date. Sarah, I'm going to.
Even better.
Look at that. Hey, look up. Look up Yo Adrian. Okay, Adrian Ischietta right there on Facebook, and he's a Power Ranger fan. Anything else you want to say to Nick, Sarah, or
did you really call in for me?
Would you call in?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Sarah. How did you know about me?
I saw you on Gabriel Iglesias'
Stand Up Revolution.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, thank you for calling me. Are you a short girl?
I'm 5'5".
Yeah, that qualifies.
Average. Average girls are my fans. That's my fan base right there, man. girls who like to wear heels and still not be that tall.
I love when a girl does that. it just gave me goosebumps.
A little chuckle. How crazy would it be right now, though, if like she was supposed to be... giving a penicillin shot to somebody and she's on the phone. I know. She's like, I'm about to graduate. Okay, just hold still. What if she was checked and somebody's like...
And then you start hearing, beep.
I gotta go.
I'm failing. I might fail this course. I can't make up this exam.
Thank you for calling in, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Hey, stay a fan of the show. We're going to have a lot of comedians here as well.
What a sweetheart.
And now... time for the movie critic. Gonna end the show with the movie critic. Yo, Adrian!
What?
Yo, Adrian is our movie critic, Nick. He goes out. He works at the Arclight Theater, movie theater.
He's not a movie critic. He sees him for free.
Yeah, he sees him for free.
Oh, hell no, man.
You see him for free.
I used to work at the movie theater.
Come on.
I know. I'm saying, not just because I get to see them for free that I get to go.
Yeah.
But I'll go every single week if I could, that's for sure.
All right, we don't have that much time. We're crunched on time. Adrian, tell me, what's going on?
Well, as you know, the summer is approaching, so before I get into the list of summer movies that will be coming out, or at least the ones in May, I got to see Oblivion and Pain and Gain this last weekend.
You saw Oblivion with Tom Cruise and Pain and Gain with Mark Wahlberg.
And the Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock.
Yes.
So, yeah. They were pretty decent.
That decent means decent, people.
Yeah.
So, That's that hip Power Ranger talk.
Oblivion, which was with Tom Cruise. Interesting sci-fi movie. Interesting approach where Tom Cruise is actually doing not just one sci-fi movie, but I think his next film is as well a sci-fi film.
He is a sci-fi man,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Scientology-fi man.
He's getting into it. So okay. After that, very enjoyable, very amusing.
Amusing.
The CGI was pretty great, and at the same time, the acting wasn't that bad.
You know what CGI is?
So how was the free part of the movie?
Yeah.
The free part of the movie.
Do you get free popcorn, too?
No, but I guess.
Would you pay for this movie?
Oh, yeah. I would pay for
it. No, you wouldn't. Get out of here.
I would pay for
it. If it was the last $7 in your pocket, or what is it? How much is the movie at Arc? Like 20?
Well, it's 15, actually.
15?
Yeah. What? 15 bucks for it?
It just doubled. I said 7.
Man.
All right.
Well, thank you, Lana, by the way.
Ooh, Lana. Yeah. What did Lana say?
Nothing.
Lana just texted him. Let me tell you a quick story about Lana.
No.
Okay, tell me. Who's Lana? Quick. Okay.
Not yet. Hang on. So, all right. Anyways, Pain and Gain.
Okay, Pain and Gain.
Next one.
He's all nervous. Look how red
Michael
he gets.
Bay.
He's so red in the girl's
Michael Bay. He's one of the worst directors, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
If you have noticed. But
because you've directed so many films yourself.
Oh, wow.
All right, keep going.
You got to be the critic. So, yeah.
And thank you for buttoning your shirt today.
Yeah. So he, I think he's in his field of comfort in this one because it has a couple of action scenes, but most of all, it's concentrated on... you know, just the storyline, which is based off of a true story. And it's really left and right. And they try to make it into a comedy, which really it shouldn't be because the fact is it's a true story and people were murdered. And therefore, it's not that funny. But he made it in a way that it could be very funny.
Okay. Yeah.
And so...
now, the people who were murdered, were they bad people?
Well, one of them was... a phone sex an owner.
Yeah.
And then his wife or his girlfriend.
Okay.
Who had like huge breast implants.
All right.
And then the story is just ridiculous itself. Like the real life situation was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So when you watch it on screen, you're just like thinking it's all fiction, but it really is fact.
Yeah.
Cool. Or except for a few things. If you look into it, there's a couple things.
So what do you give Pain and Gain?
You know what? I'm not a fan of Michael Bay's direct directorial ways as far as acting goes.
It's hard to get a rating out of this guy.
Action was great.
I'm not a fan of your reviews.
So. All right, I'll give this film an 8. I'll give this film a 6.
Okay,
and then
a 6.
Oblivion, I'll give it an 8.
Okay.
You know what? I'll never see Pain and Gain because I can't stand Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah?
I just can't stand his face.
Yeah?
I don't know why, man. When his face is on anything, I'm just like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I bet you he's probably a nice guy to meet, but
I'm
like,
he is, yeah.
I'm like, if he asked me to work with him, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but
I'm not
going
to watch your movies. Don't you even make me watch your movies.
Well, he gives it a 6, so you don't even have to go.
Okay, good. 6.
Yeah. And then this may.
Which is above average, because average is 5. You know what's so funny, man? People on a scale from 1 to 10, they forget that 5 is average.
It's still average. It's still good.
You know, it's like, yeah.
I used to have that argument with my teachers when I got 50% on my test.
Yeah.
I said, but that's average.
That's average.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah, it's above.
Yeah, well, just a little bit.
Okay, really quick, what other movies you got?
The films that will be coming out this weekend, obviously, Iron Man 3 will be coming out.
I don't want to hear who the director is. I don't want to hear.
But what the fuck is the point of my segment?
Any big tits actresses in there or people die. Just give me the movies and when they're coming out.
All right. Iron Man 3 will be coming out May 3rd. The Great Gatsby will be coming out May 10th. Peoples will also be coming out May 10th.
Peoples.
Yeah. Okay. You know who that? You want to know who's in
that? I don't care who.
Craig Robinson and David Alan Grant.
Huh? I have to give you the names or the titles just don't make fucking sense. You're such an asshole.
I just did. I gave it to him.
Yeah, he gave it to me. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
All right, Star Trek Into Darkness comes out May 17th.
Okay.
And then Fast and Furious 6 comes out May 24th.
All right.
With The Hangover Part 3.
6. I haven't even seen Part 1.
Eh, no point.
Yeah. It's just cars going fast.
Yeah. And then Epic comes out.
I think he was talking about The Hangover.
No, I was talking about
Fast and the Furious.
6, yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorites, actually, Before Midnight comes out that weekend, too.
All right.
My theaters. Then May 31st.
It's my favorite.
That's what he sounded like.
My favorite.
Thank you, Nick. I'm not the only one. I'm not the
it's
only
my
one.
Favorite.
He's so easy and fun to make fun of, isn't he? I feel bad for him, but he just puts it out there.
That's my favorite.
My favorite.
Okay. An asshole.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
An asshole.
Hey, your penis looks like mine.
He's A. He's a great singer, though.
Okay, cool.
Great karaoke singer.
Shut the fuck up. May 31st, After Earth.
Quick, I need to hear about Lana. I've got 2 minutes.
Now you see
me.
That was fun. That was fun, yeah.
Is he one of those always auditioning?
Dude, man, it's like I fucking talked for 5 minutes. Yeah. Not 5 minutes.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I told you. You're not supposed to talk at all. I'll give you 5 minutes.
You talk for 5 minutes. And
not
you
even
were,
with that, I can talk for 5 minutes.
And you couldn't even prepare for that, man. That was so,
Oh, wow. We just prepared for 2 hours. You couldn't prepare for 5 minutes.
Not when everyone...
I came in with a 50-cent newspaper.
I'm not even going to
An hour
to
and 30
there.
Minutes of material.
Adrian, you know you're great. We
always you're great, bro. You're
great.
The best. Now, shut up.
You know, you're easy to pick on. You're the youngin' of the group, so...
I'm just kidding.
Easy to pick on. We love you, dude. Unbutton your shirt.
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite. Power Rangers.
It may be weird.
Thank you, Adrian. You want to play your closing music?
Well, why not?
Yeah, because we got to wrap it up. Thank you, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian.
I just want to say one thing. Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Lana. Yo, Lana.
Welcome to the jungle.
I'm officially at the point in my life where Welcome to the Jungle, I just switched the dial. I've heard it so much. It's not even like, it's like, oh, fuck. Welcome to the jungle.
Nick Guerra, thank you for being with us today. Nick Guerra, thank you, Nick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for the applause.
Thank you. I hope Rob gets sick more often.
Nick Guerra is going to be at Planet Gemini in Monterey, California,
this
May
weekend.
3rd and 4th this weekend. He's also going to be on May 7th. He's going to be at the Ontario Improv.
I get your tickets,
at
8
o'clock.
Sucker.
You get your tickets for that one.
I'm everywhere.
May 10th, he's at the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah.
Get your tickets. No.
I'll get your tickets to that one.
10 p.m. show. May 13th, He's at the Outpost Bar in Hollywood.
Yeah. You don't need tickets for that one.
He'll pay you to go see that show.
Yeah, I'll pay you to go to that one. I'm everywhere, man. I got to update my schedule with 4 more gigs.
May 17th, he's at the Ice House in Pace.
I canceled that one.
Oh, you canceled it?
Yeah.
All right, that one's canceled. You got to get that off your...
I need a ticket up, bro. Yeah.
May 25th, you're at Flappers in Burbank?
May 25th, I'm at Flappers.
He's at Flappers in Burbank. June 12th, Brea Improv. And June 14th to the 15th, he's at Caroline's in New York.
With Michael Yo.
Thank you again, Nick, for joining us. You're effing great.
Thank you, brother.
You're great to have.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody that called in, if they're still actually listening.
Audience, do you want Nick back?
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. Jose Chavez.
Well, I don't think so.
And Richie Estrada. Are you the only ones that want Nick back?
Audience, do we want Nick back? Audience?
Yeah.
Thank you, audience.
Okay.
Fine. It's still work in progress.
It's crazy how you got 45 people in here.
I know, 45 people in here, and none of them can get this done. Hey, guys, tomorrow night, May 1st, I'm at Flappers. 7:30, I'll be hosting Bill Word's Funniest California Female Contest. And then this Saturday, I'm at some event. It's going to be on my Facebook, so look for it. At 3 p.m., I'm doing some event outside with Will I Am.
What?
Yeah, so I don't know. I think he just says he's going to go and might not show up. It's one of those.
It's Will I Am and Rick is scared of bam, bam, pinko, pom, pom. Rick is scared of.
And then next Tuesday, I'll be at Flappers, May 7th. Next Tuesday, Flappers at 8 o'clock.
That's my favorite.
Thank you very much for joining us. Is Radio Time every Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. here on SkidRowStudios.com. And we're out. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Adrian.
Brother.
Thank you, Rob. And everybody else who called in. Thank you very much. Peace.
Later.